So it's really nice having you. And let me just let our listeners know what we've heard so far. We heard Run DMC.
Shannon,
Emily,
and Hannah,
and you're listening to 90.7
FM
WGXC
Agra.
3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. This is Lieutenant Commander Teagle Gans of the North American Aerospace Defense Command with this hour's Santa Claus flight report. NORAD Santa cams have just captured Santa at the southern reaches of Africa and turning north to continue deliveries over Africa. We relocated some of the Santa cams this year to get new imagery of Santa as he passes over certain landmarks, including when he flew over the pyramids a few minutes ago. To view the latest images from the Santa cams, log on to www.noradsanta.org and click on the video icons on the Santa tracking map. Happy holidays.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lisa of North Chatham, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Parcellas reporting for Columbia Green Media. A section of the Cedar Park Cemetery in the city of Hudson has now been designated for the Muslim community. Hudson Mayor Rick Rector, Public Works Superintendent Robert Perry, and members of the Hudson Islamic Center gathered last week for the unveiling of 135 plots reserved for the Muslim community on the north side of the cemetery along Columbia Turnpike. Cedar Park is maintained by the City Department of Public Works. The conversation about designating a portion of the burial ground for the Muslim community started after the death in early 2019 of Hudson resident and SUNY Polytechnic Institute student Pardus Sultana. Because there was no local option available, Sultana was interned in East Greenbush, nearly 40 miles from Hudson, forcing her family to travel 45 minutes by car to visit her grave. Second Ward Alderman Dewan Sarawar said, and I quote, "I am thankful to the city of Hudson. Everyone in my community is very happy. But now it is close to home. Now people can visit every day if they miss their family, so this is actually the perfect spot. Everyone is very happy we got this," end quote. The Muslim community is one of the fastest growing in Hudson, and the city's Islamic Center currently has more than 500 members. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting Scott Smith has announced he is a candidate for the 18th Congressional District seat currently held by Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney of Cold Spring. This will be the Goshen Teachers' third congressional run as an unaffiliated independent candidate. Smith said, and I quote, "I see a need to have independent representation. Right now, the way I see things, we end up with candidates who represent parties, not necessarily the people of the district," end quote. He declared the Congress, and I quote, "in desperate need of cleaning," end quote. So far, the only Republican candidate challenging Maloney is Chili Farley of Tuxedo Park, Orange County. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting the State Department of Environmental Conservation has designated February 15th and 16th, 2020, as a free fishing weekend.
On those 2 days, the fishing license requirement will be waived statewide. New York residents interested in learning how to ice fish are encouraged to visit the Department of Environmental Conservation's Fishing Clinic's website at dec.ny.gov. Participation in these programs does not require a fishing license, and the equipment is often provided for use. For anyone interested in ice fishing, the DEC advises that 4 inches of solid, clear ice is usually safe for anglers accessing ice on foot. Ice thickness can vary on bodies of water and even within the same body of water. Anglers should be particularly cautious of areas of moving water and around boat docks and houses where bubblers and around boat docks and houses where bubblers may be installed to reduce the ice from forming. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. A group of New York lawmakers is calling on the state's Department of Health to establish minimum staffing regulations for hospitals and nursing homes. The department is currently studying the topic, and a report is due at the end of the year. In letters to Health Commissioner Howard Zucker last week, lawmakers said conducting the study was an, and I quote, important and necessary step, end quote, but called for further action once it is complete. They wrote, and I quote, "We are strong supporters of minimum statewide health care worker patient ratios in hospitals and nursing homes. We believe that the cost of understaffing in terms of the lives and health of New Yorkers in health care facilities are significant and must be addressed," end quote. The letter was signed by 67 members of the Assembly, including local representatives D.D. Barrett, a Democrat, and Chris Teague, a Republican. Concerns around insufficient staffing has been the focus of rallies in the Capital Region 2019, including several held by Albany Medical Center nurses and 2 held by caregivers at Good Samaritan Village in Delmar. Opponents to the potential legislation include the hospital and nursing home industries. They argue there are other ways to improve patient safety without, and I quote, "inflexible government-mandated," end quote, ratios, which they claim would drive the cost of compliance up and force them to reduce services, lay off staff, or shut down altogether. Department of Health spokesperson Jill Montag said the lawmaker's letter is being reviewed. She said the department is looking forward to sharing the report, though she did not provide a date for its release. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. Yes, it's now officially winter, so bring on the 50 degree temperatures. Why not? Today will only start out cold. 27 degrees at dawn will rise to 47 by 1 p.m. With wind speeds in the low single digits, it will be a relatively nice day to be outside. Overnight, temperatures fall below freezing again to the upper 20s. Tomorrow, temperatures will reach the upper 30s. With the freezing mark being crossed repeatedly, watch for melting, freezing water, which can lead to black ice in spots. A little extra caution is warranted. Cloud cover will be low. Protect those eyes while driving or coming down the slopes. Even though it can get warm during the day, it is wise to keep an extra coat in the car just in case. Closest snow, distance-wise, is 450 miles away north of Montreal. Time-wise, we see precipitation potentials return early Friday morning. Looking way up, we see one near-Earth asteroid expected today with a width of 43 meters. Sky watchers tonight, assisted by a waning crescent moon, can also catch the back end of the Ursid meteor shower. Solar wind speed is currently 365 kilometers per second at 6.1 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. There have been 40 full days since the last sunspot. This has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, high-low live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wavefarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Emily Shimidis of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Christmas with Brian DeWan. Okay, you got it.
All my heart this night rejoices, as I hear far and near sweetest angel voices. Christ is born, their choirs are singing. Till the air everywhere, now their joys ringing. For it dawns the promised morrow of his birth, rescues from her sorrow. God, to where our form descended, of his grace to our race, hear his Son he sendeth. From yonder manger, soft and sweet doth entreat, flee from woe and danger. Brethren, come from all that grieves you. You are freed, all you need, I will surely give you. Shall we still dread God's displeasure? Who to say freely gave his most perished treasure? To redeem us he hath given his own Son from the throne of his might in heaven. Taketh sin away.
right. Why, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our carpet is white and our ale it is brown. Our wassail is made of the good ale and true, some nutmeg and ginger, the best we could brew. For the doll, folly dolly doll, folly dolly doll, folly dolly dee. For Daryl, for the daddy, sing to Raleigh doll. Our wassail is made of an elderberry bough, and so my good neighbors will drink unto thou. Besides all on earth, you have apples in store. Praise let us come in, for it's cold by the door. For the doll, folly dolly doll, folly dolly doll, folly dolly dee. For Daryl, for the daddy, sing to Raleigh doll. We hope that your apple trees prosper and bear, so that we may have cider when we call next year. And where you have one barrel, I hope you'll have 10, so that we can have cider when we call again. Folly doll, folly dolly doll, folly dolly doll, folly dolly dee. Fall down for the daddy, sing to Raleigh doll. There's a master and a mistress sitting down by the fire, while we poor wassailers do wait in the mire. Well, you pretty maid, with your silver-headed pin, please open the door and let us come in. For the doll, folly dolly doll, folly dolly doll, folly dolly dee. Fall down for the daddy, sing to Raleigh doll. We know by the moon that we are not too soon. We know by the sky we are not too high. We know by the stars that we are not too far, and we know by the ground we are within sound. For the doll, forty dolly doll, forty dolly doll, forty dolly dee. For Daryl, for the daddy, sing to Raleigh doll. Here's we jolly wasslers, growing weary and cold. Drop a bit of silver into our old bowl. And if we're alive for another new year, perhaps we may call and see who does live here. For the doll, folly dolly doll, folly dolly doll, folly dolly dee. Sing Daryl for the daddy, sing to Raleigh doll. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black peach. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain's full of spiders. You have garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5-foot pole. Mr. Grinch, you have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. Mr. Grinch, you're the king of sinful thoughts. Your heart's a dead tomato splashed with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce. Ate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nose. You're a crooked, dirty jockey, and you drive a crooked ox, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of rubbish imaginable, tangled up in mangled up knots. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your soul is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. Make the same mistake. Why do they let Christmas slip away? What a lovely change if we could arrange to Christmas to become and stay and never ever go away. Can't every day be Christmas? Why can't every day be gay? Why can't every day be Merry Christmas? Each and every day. No need to wait until December. It's always Christmas in your heart. Just as long as you remember, friends must never, ever part. So let's make each day a Merry Christmas. Don't let that feeling get away.
Let's make every day a Merry Christmas and life a great big holiday. Why can't every day be Christmas? Why can't every day be gay? Why can't every day be Merry Christmas? Each and every day. That song was from a 1960s Christmas movie called The Christmas That Almost Wasn't. This is a song from a cartoon called The Snowman, made in 1982. We're walking in the air, we're floating in the midnight sky. And people down below are sleeping as we fly. I'm holding very tight, I'm riding in the midnight blue. I'm finding I can fly so high above with you. Across the world, the villages go by like dreams. The rivers and the hills, the forest and the streams. Children gaze, open mouth, taken by surprise. Suddenly, down below, believes their eyes. We're swimming in the air, we're swimming in the frozen sky. We're drifting over icy mountains floating by. Suddenly, swooping low on an ocean deep, rousing up a mighty monster from his sleep. We're walking in the air, we're dancing in the midnight sky, and everyone who sees us greets us floating by. I don't know if any of you ever saw the 1970 musical of A Christmas Carol with Albert Finney as Scrooge and Sir Alec Guinness as Jacob Marley. Well, this was a song from A Christmas Carol called Thank You Very Much.
On behalf of all the people who are assembled here, I would really like to mention, if I may, that our unanimous attitude is one of lasting gratitude for what our friend has done here for us today. And therefore, I would simply like to say thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. The salt and the long, the thick and cold, the such. I feel as though a losing war's been won for me. And if I had a flag, I'd have my flag out to add a sort of finally victory touch. But since I left my flag at home, I simply have to say thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. It sounds a bit bizarre, but things the way they are, I feel as though another life's begun for me. And if I had a cannon, I would fire it to add a sort of celebration touch. But since I left my cannon at home, I simply have to say thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very, very, very much. For he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow. So he's a jolly good fellow, and so say all of us. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. I listen every day. Good fortune comes my way. I've never thought the future would be fun for me. And if I had a bugle, I would blow it to add a sort of how's your father touch. But since I left my bugle at home, I simply have to say thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. The future looks all right. In fact, it looks so bright. I feel as if they're polishing the sun for me. And if I had a drum, I'd have to bang it to add a sort of rumpty-dumpty touch. But since I left my drum at home, I simply have to say thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very, very, very much. This is a very old French song, which is considered a carol for children, called The Legend of Saint Nicholas.
Three children wandering astray went roaming through the fields one day. They roamed so far and wide and wide and far that they were lost by eventide. They asked the butcher if he might provide them lodging for the night. No sooner had they only just come in, the butcher killed all three of them. He cut them into strips and stubs and put them in the salting tub. Children wandering astray went wandering through the fields one day. Saint Nicholas to that very spot had come when 7 years had come and gone. He asked the butcher if he might provide him lodging for the night. Three children wandering astray went wandering through the fields one day. Come in, St. Nicholas, there is plenty of room. Why don't you make yourself at home? No sooner did he take his chair, he asked his supper be prepared. I want the salted meat that you've had here inside that tub for 7 years. The butcher heard him and took flight. Until he vanished out of sight. Oh, butcher, do not flee what might have been. Repent and God will forgive your sin. Saint Nicholas sat upon a rock. The flanges of the salted top. Three children wandering astray went roaming through the fields one day. You little children who are sleeping here, I am the great Saint Nicholas. He held three fingers to the skies, and then he bid them all arise. The first to come alive said, I slept well. The second said, and I as well. The third one, as he rubbed his eyes, I thought I was in paradise. Snowy Christmas Eve, my wife and I were dragging some firewood tied upon a sled behind our station wagon. We fishtailed merrily through the woods as though we'd power steering, and sang out many a Yuletide carol doing donuts in the clearing. A Canadian Mountie on a horse with each foot in a stirrup
was arresting a platoon of elves collecting maple syrup. Why don't you leave those elves alone? We hollered out the window. When Santa popped from a chimney top, caked with foot and cinders. A reindeer shot a roll of film with a bonny wee body camera. His antlers decked in blinking bulbs lit up like a candelabra. He said, hey you, what's the big idea? Tell me what's the reason. You want to spoil the holiday fun, this joyous Christmas season. Spoke in a megaphone and invited one and all to join him in a Christmas feast in the VFW hall. We all of us guzzled too much grog and sang and mewled and heaved. That's our idea of a merry time on a snowy Christmas Eve. Frosty morning, past 3 o'clock. Good morrow, masters all. Born is a baby, gentle as may be, son of eternal, father supernal. Past 3 o'clock, on a cold, frosty morning. Past 3 o'clock, good morrow, masters all. Seraph choir singeth, angel bell ringeth, hark how they chimeth, chimeth and chimeth. Past 3 o'clock, on a cold, frosty morning, past 3 o'clock, good morrow, masters.
Stay you till he 7 swans are swimming, 6 geese are laying, 5 milkmaids milking, 7 donkeys braying, 12 wooden pull toys, 4 cylinders firing, 3 logs are burning, 2 cartoon spies, a pair of socks and a color TV. Dozens of drummers drumming, several lighted candles, angels out the window, Jesus in the manger, kings bearing presents, frankincense and myrrh, Sammy's precious stones, gold, 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 9 ladies dancing, 60 otters swimming, 8 farmers farming, 7 loafers loafing, 4 fiddle players, 11 pipers piping, 12 real-life people, 11 men and women, 10 human beings, 9 ladies dancing, 8 lords a-leaping, 7 dukes a-swimming, 1 baroness, 5 hunters hunting, 4 buglers bugling, 3 sailors drinking, 2 homing pigeons, hundreds of stamps, 3 ostrich eggs, 8 pairs of scissors, 5 full-length mirrors, 3 miles of ribbon, 5 and 20 blackbirds, 13 scooter pies, 5 golden calves, 4 legs of mutton, 9 legs of silver, cups overflowing, fountains of spraying, downspouts of gushing, holy water sprinkling, prize turkeys strutting, weather vanes of turning, 80 pounds of plaster, 50 hostess twinkies, 1 basset hound, 2 police detectives, 3 triplets thrashing, 4 chimneys puffing, 5 gallon drums, 6 Christmas trees, 7 hobos bumming, 8 panders pounding, 9 church bells ringing, 10 lions roaring, 11 roosters crowing, 12 strawberry desserts. So well, he did create her that she could know no sin, a virgin unstained by original sin. Ryu, Ryu, Chi, you may you safely guide us. Never shall we fear, God saves the meek among us. Never shall we fear, God saves the meek among us. The newborn child is the mightiest monarch, Christ patriarchal, manifest in flesh. He redeemed our people by making himself tiny. He who was immortal, mortal has become. Ryu, Ryu, Chi, you may you safely guide us. Never shall we fear, God saves the meek among us. Many terribly fear, God saves the meek among us. Many ancient prophets told us of his coming. You and I today see the prophecy fulfilled. God became man on earth, we behold him. And he's man in heaven because he willed it so. Ryu, Ryu, Chi, you may you safely guide us. Never shall we fear, God saves the meek among us. Never shall we fear, God saves the meek among us. I saw thousands of angels that were loudly singing, flying all around, making music everywhere, telling all the shepherds, glory in the heavens, peace on earth, for Jesus is born. Ryu, Ryu, Chi, may you safely guide us. Never shall we fear, God saves the meek among us.
never shall we fear. God saves the meek among us. This is the one who brings the dead to life, the one who comes to us to rescue us from sin. He is the light of day, this boy. This is the Lamb Saint John told us about. You safely guide us. Never shall we fear. God saves the meek among us. Never shall we fear. God saves the meek among us.
Okay. Tomorrow is the solstice, so we're going to break out the pagan customs. This is called the mistletoe. Scrapes the street in the snow. The ball-peen hammer goes tip-tappy-tip as the doorway is crowned with mistletoe. Now there's no way to get in or out of the house without somebody making a fuss. Pointing a finger or making a noise, rushing up for to give you a buzz. When the Christmas lights wink and the night is like ice, that's when the kissing begins. Merrymaking sluts leave affectionate trails on anyone who comes in. Family and visitors see creatures all with advancing, protruding fish lips. Tentacles and suction cups bubble in grasp, securing the creature to kiss. Everyone and her brothers kissing everyone else in a reckless, unthinking embrace. To scratch Christmas records that crackle and pop like a fire in a fireplace. You can hide in the attic or the boiler room for hours with nothing to eat. To be spared the tunnel of mandated love beneath tufts of berries and leaves. But sooner or later, you must go outdoors and pass beneath a mistletoe, and be kissed by uncles and neighbors and aunts and some lady you don't even know. Outside, plastic choir boys with wide open mouths could ambush you on the way out. Alive Santa Claus decrees, sit on my lap as the smoke from his pipe curls about. The half-naked angels that hang from the tree are reflected in silvery glow. Children and grown-ups like shepherds and kings stand around in pajamas and robes, wrapping paper and tape all over the floor. Festive and hazardous time. A riotous orgy of earthly delights. The mistletoe's reign is nigh. Thank you.
miracles of beauty, masterpieces of design. No one ever repeated, no record left behind. Snowflake Madden, Wilson Bentley, on a farm in Jericho, took to observation in Vermont, the land of snow. First he drew the tiny crystals, recorded for posterity, then got a microscope and camera to practice photomicrography. Miracles of beauty, masterpieces of design, no one ever repeated, no record left behind. But neighbors laughed and townsfolk whispered, why does he waste his time so? We don't need his useless pictures in Vermont, the land of snow. He used to think they might feel different, thought they'd be glad to understand. You can't sell 'em, you can't eat 'em, that old fool, the snowflake man. Miracles of beauty, masterpieces of design, no one ever repeated, no record left behind. He fell behind on his farm chores, the snowflake stole his heart away, photographing by the woodpile even on Christmas Day. 'Twas a magnificent obsession, he could do naught but obey. He's calling to secure the shadow where the substance fades. Miracles of beauty, masterpieces of design, no one ever repeated, no record left behind. We're on the island of misfit toys. Here we do.
Hello, folks. You're listening to the Mad Dog, Matt Wilson, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. This is Lieutenant Commander T. Gligans of the North American Aerospace Defense Command with this hour's Santa Claus flight report. We are currently receiving data confirming that Santa has reached the northernmost cities and towns in Sweden and Norway and has turned southwards, where he's continuing to make stops in mainland Europe. From here, NORAD expects Santa to work his way down the western coast of Africa and then head back north to visit the Canary Islands and on to Great Britain. For instant access to the latest radar and satellite information on Santa's worldwide flight, log on to www.noradsanta.org. Happy holidays.
Is here,
the most wonderful day of the year. A jack-in-the-box makes the children to shout. Make up, don't you know that it's time to come out when Christmas Day is here. The most wonderful day of the year.
How would you like to be a spotted elephant? Or a train with square wheels on your caboose? Or a water shoots jelly?
Or a doll with no arms?
We're all misfits.
How would you like to be a bird that can't fly?
I swim!
Or a cowboy who rides an ostrich?
Or a boat that can't stay afloat? It sinks!
We're all misfits. If we're on the island of unwanted toys, we'll miss all the fun with the girls and the boys when Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year. Here on the island of misfit toys, here we don't want to stay. We want to travel with Santa Claus in his magic sleigh. If we're on the island of unwanted toys, we'll miss all the fun with the girls and the boys when Christmas Day is here. The most wonderful, 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 wonderful day of the year. Christmas tree lot today. Pick up all the branches that have chanced to fall away. Gather up the needly bundles littering the ground and take them home tonight. Take that old broomstick and stick it with a pin. Widen out the holes and stick the branches in. Glue some birthday candles onto every twig and light them up cheery and bright. Festoon it with ace bandages and fishing bobs, keys to old forgotten doors and dashboard knobs. Brace it with hood ornaments, you busted off cars. It looked like $1 million. It's absolutely deluxe. The room's full of splendor and the smell of pine. A choir of candles radiant as the stars that shine. Behold this postum evergreen and you will find you have a Christmas tree. A Christmas tree. A Christmas tree. Christmas tree that didn't cost a dime. Now I'd like to read you a story.
WGXC 90.7 FM.
Well, you know ahead of time, it takes 16 minutes to tell this story. And then we'll have some more songs. It was written in 1845 by Hans Christian Andersen. And it's called The Fir Tree. Far down in the forest,
where the warm sun and the fresh air made a sweet resting place, grew a pretty little fir tree. And yet it was not happy. It wished so much to be tall like its companions, the pines and the firs which grew around it. The sun shone, and the soft air fluttered its leaves. Still, as it grew, it complained. Oh, how I wish I were as tall as the other trees. Then I would spread out my branches on every side, and my top would overlook the wide world. I should have the birds building their nests on my boughs, and when the wind blew, I should bow with stately dignity, like my tall companions. The tree was so discontented that it took no pleasure in the warm sunshine, the birds, or the rosy clouds that floated over it morning and evening. Sometimes in winter, when the snow lay white and glittering on the ground, a hare would come springing along and jump right over the little tree. Then how mortified it would feel. 2 winters passed, and when the third arrived, the tree had grown so tall that the hare was obliged to run around it. Yet it remained unsatisfied, and it would exclaim, "Oh, if I could keep on growing tall and old! There is nothing else worth caring for in the world!" In the autumn, as usual, the woodcutters came and cut down several of the tallest trees, and the young fir tree, which was now grown to its full height, shuddered as the noble trees fell to earth with a crash. After the branches were lopped off, the trunks looked so slender and bare that they could scarcely be recognized. Then they were placed upon wagons and drawn by horses out of the forest. Where were they going? What will become of them? The young fir tree wished very much to know. So in the spring, when the swallows and the storks came, it asked, "Do you know where those trees were taken? Did you meet them?" The swallows knew nothing, but the stork, after a short reflection, nodded his head and said, "Yes, I think I do. I met several new ships when I flew from Egypt, and they had fine masts that smelt like fir. I think these must have been the trees. I assure you, they were stately, very stately. Oh, how I wish I were tall enough to go to the sea," said the fir tree. "What is the sea, and what does it look like?" "It would take too much time to explain," said the stork, flying quickly away. "Rejoice in thy youth," said the sunbeam. "Rejoice in thy fresh growth and the young life that is in thee." And the wind kissed the tree, and the dew watered it with tears. But the fir tree regarded them not. "Rejoice with us," said the air in sunlight. "Enjoy thine own bright life in the fresh air." But the tree would not rejoice, though it grew taller every day. A short time before Christmas, the discontented fir tree was the first to fall. The axe cut through the stem and divided the pith. The tree fell with a groan on the earth, conscious of pain and faintness, and forgetting all its anticipation of happiness, in sorrow at leaving its home in the forest. It knew that it should never again see its dear old companions, the trees, nor the little bushes, and the many colored flowers that had grown by its side. Perhaps not even the birds. Neither was the journey all that pleasant. The tree first recovered itself while being unpacked in the courtyard of a house with several other trees, and had heard a man say, "We want only one, and this one is the prettiest." Then came 2 servants in grand livery and carried the fir tree into a large and beautiful apartment. On the walls hung pictures, and near the great stove stood large china vases with lions on the lids. There were rocking chairs, silken sofas, large tables covered with picture books and playthings, worth a great deal of money. At least the children said so. Then the fir tree was placed in a large tub full of sand, but green baize hung all around it, so that no one could see that it was a tub, and it stood on a very handsome carpet. How the fir tree trembled! Some young ladies came, and the servants helped them to adorn the tree. On one branch they hung little bags cut out of colored paper, and each bag was filled with sweetmeats. From other branches hung gilded apples and walnuts, as if they had grown there. And above and all around were hundreds of red, blue, and white tapers, which were fastened on the branches. Dolls, exactly like real babies, were placed under the green leaves. The tree had never seen such things before. And at the very top was fastened a glittering star made of tinsel. Oh, it was very beautiful. Oh, that the evening were come, thought the tree, and the tapers lighted. Will the trees of the forest come to see me? I wonder if the sparrows will peep in at the windows as they fly. Shall I go faster here and keep on all these ornaments, summer and winter? But guessing was of very little use. It made his bark ache, and this pain is as bad for a slender fir tree as a headache is for us. At last the tapers were lighted, and then what a glistening blaze of light the tree presented. It trembled so with joy in all its branches that one of the candles fell among the green leaves and burnt some of them. Help, help, exclaimed the young ladies. But there was no danger, for they quickly extinguished the fire. After this, the tree tried not to tremble at all, though the fire frightened him. He was so anxious not to hurt any of the beautiful ornaments, even while their brilliancy dazzled him. And now the folding doors were thrown open, and a troop of children rushed in, as if they would have overturned the tree. They were followed more silently by their elders. For a moment, the little ones stood silent with astonishment, and then they shouted for joy till the room rang, and they danced merrily around the tree, while one present after another was taken from it. What are they doing? What will happen next? Thought the tree. At last, the candles burnt down to the branches and were put out. Then the children received permission to plunder the tree. Oh, how they rushed upon it, till the branches cracked, and had it not been fastened with the glistening star to the ceiling, it might have been tipped over. The children then danced about with their pretty toys, and no one noticed the tree, except the children's maid who came and peeped among the branches to see if an apple or a fig had been forgotten. A story, cried the children, pulling a little fat man towards the tree. Now we shall be in the green shade, said the man, as he seated himself under it, and the tree will have the pleasure of hearing also, but I shall tell only one story. What shall it be? Ivede Avede, or Clumpy Dumpy, who fell downstairs, yet soon got up again, and at last married a princess. Ivede Avede, cried some. Clumpy Dumpy, cried others, and there was a fine shouting and crying out. Then the old man told them the story of Clumpy Dumpy, how he fell downstairs and was raised up again and married a princess. And the children clapped their hands and cried, tell another, for they wanted to hear the story of Ivede Avede, but they only had Clumpy Dumpy. After this, the fir tree became quite silent and thoughtful. Never had the birds in the wood told such a story as that. Clumpy Dumpy fell downstairs, and yet came to honor, and married a princess. Yes, so it happens in the world, thought the fir tree, and believed it must be true, because that was such a nice man who told it. Well, who can know? Perhaps I shall fall downstairs too, and marry a princess. And he looked forward joyfully to the next evening, expecting to be adorned again with lights and playthings, gold and fruit. Tomorrow I will not tremble, thought he. I will enjoy all my splendor, and I shall hear the story of Clumpy Dumpy again, and perhaps Ivede Avede. And the tree remained quiet and thoughtful all night. In the morning, the servants and the chambermaid came in. Now, thought the fir, all my splendor is going to begin again. But they dragged him out of the room and upstairs to the garret, and threw him on the floor in a dark corner where no daylight shone, and there they left him. What is the meaning of this? Thought the tree. What am I to do here? I can hear nothing in a place like this. And he had time enough to think, for days and nights passed, and no one came near him, and when at last somebody did come, it was only to put away large boxes in a corner. So the tree was completely hidden from sight as if it never existed. It is winter now, thought the tree. The ground is hard and covered with snow, so that people cannot plant me. I shall be sheltered here, I dare say, until spring comes. How thoughtful and kind everybody is to me. Still, I wish this place were not so dark, as well as lonely, for not even a little hare to look at. How pleasant it was out in the forest when the snow lay on the ground, when the hare would run by, yes, and jump over me, too. Although I did not like it then. Oh, it is terribly lonely here. Peep, peep, said a little mouse, and crept forward, and then came another little one. They smelt at the fir tree, and then slipped among the branches. It's horribly cold, said the two little mice. Don't you think so, you old fir tree? I'm not old at all, said the fir tree. There are many much older than I. Where do you come from? Asked the mice. And what do you know? They were dreadfully inquisitive. Tell us about the most beautiful spot on the earth. Have you been there? Have you been in the storeroom where cheeses lie on the shelves and hams hang from the ceiling, where one dances on tallow candles and goes in thin and comes out fat? I don't know that, replied the tree. But I know the wood where the sun shines and the birds sing. And then it told all about its youth. And the little mice had never heard of anything of the kind. And they listened and said, what a number of things you have seen. How happy you must have been. I, replied the fir tree, and it thought about what it had told. Yes, those were really quite happy times. But then he told of the Christmas Eve, when he had been hung with sweetmeats and candles. Oh, said the little mice, how happy you have been, you old fir tree. What splendid stories you can tell, said the little mice. And the next night they came with four other little mice to hear what the tree had to say. The more it said, the more clearly did it remember everything, and thought, those were quite merry days, but they may come again. Klumpy Dumpy fell downstairs, and yet he married the princess. Perhaps I may marry a princess too. And then the fir tree thought of a pretty little birch tree that grew out in the forest. For the fir tree, that birch was a real princess. Who's Klumpy Dumpy? Asked the mice. And then the fir tree told the whole story. It could remember every single word. And the little mice were ready to leap at the very top of the tree with pleasure. Next night, a great many more mice came. And on Sunday, two rats even appeared. But they didn't think much of the story, and the little mice were sorry for that, for now they also did not like it so much as before. Do you only know one story? Asked the rats. Only that one, replied the tree. I heard that on the happiest evening of my life. I did not think then how happy I was. That's a miserable story. Don't you know any about bacon and tallow candles? A storeroom story? No, said the tree. Then we'd rather not hear you, said the rats, and ran off. The little mice at last also stayed away, and then the tree sighed and said, it was very nice when they sat around me, the merry little mice, and listened when I spoke to them. Now that's past too, but I shall remember to be pleased when they take me out. But when did that happen? Why, it was one morning that the people came up and rummaged in the garret. The boxes were put away, and the tree was brought out. They certainly threw him rather roughly on the floor, but they dragged him away at once down the stairs, where the daylight shone. Now life is beginning again, thought the tree. It felt the fresh air and the first sunbeams, and then it was out in the courtyard. There was so much to look at. Everything was blooming. The roses hung fresh and fragrant over the little paling. The linden trees were in blossom, and the swallows cried, Quinswit! Quinswit! My mate has come! But it was not the fir tree that they meant. Now I shall live, cried the tree, rejoicingly, and spread its branches far out. But alas, they were all withered and yellow, and it lay in the corner among nettles and weeds. The tinsel star was still upon it, and shone in the bright sunshine. In the courtyard, a couple of the merry children were playing, who had danced round the tree at Christmas time. One of the youngest ran up and tore off the golden star. "Look at what is sticking to the ugly old fir tree," said the child, and he trod on the branches until they cracked under his boots. And the tree looked out at the blossoming flowers and the splendor of the garden, then looked at itself and wished that it had remained in the dark corner of the garret. It thought of its fresh youth in the wood, of the merry Christmas Eve, and of the little mice which had listened pleasantly to the story of Klumpy Dumpy. "Past, past," said the old tree. "Had I but rejoiced when I could have done so. Past, past." And the servant came and chopped the tree into little pieces and put them into the fire. It blazed brightly under the great brewing copper, and it sighed deeply, and each sigh was a little pop. But at each pop, which was a deep sigh, the tree thought of a summer day in the woods, or of a winter night there, when the stars beamed. He thought of Christmas Eve and of Klumpy Dumpy, the only story he had ever heard or knew how to tell, and thus the tree was burned. The boys played in the garden. The youngest had on his breast a golden star, which the tree had worn on its happiest evening. Now that was past, and the tree's life was past, and the story is past. Past, past. And that is the way with all stories.
Ever mourn and say, for thy parting, neither say nor sing. Bye, bye, Grazia, hoc quod optabamus, Carmen et Letizia, devotee damus. Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, gaudete. Gaudete, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine. Gaudete, Deus homo factus est, natum non verante, mundus renovastus est, a Christo regnante. Gaudete, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, gaudete. Gaudete, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, gaudete. Exisalis porta, clause pansentritur, unde last exhorta, salus annuitur. Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, gaudete. Gaudete, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, gaudete. Ergo nostris concio, salat him in lustro, benica et domino, salis regi nostro. Gaudete, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, gaudete. Gaudete, gaudete, Christus est